Utah lawmakers this year approved a package of measures to cut air pollution and chose not to tighten gun control before wrapping up their legislative session late Thursday night. A proposal to cut down on wood burning in communities with especially poor air quality and another to hire more state regulators are among the measures headed to Governor Gary Herbert. The governor says it's clear lawmakers put air quality high on their list, even though they didn't fund each of his requests to clear wintertime smog in the state. Some of the most ambitious proposals to curb pollution didn't make it through, including an optional local tax hike to fund better public transit and a fleet of clean running school buses. But advocates and others say this year's legislative effort is the best yet in addressing air quality. Also, lawmakers have given their final approval to a bill specifying that simply carrying a gun is not against state law. The House voted Thursday to approve tweaks made earlier in the Senate. The proposal stipulates that carrying a firearm in a holster or case does not count as disorderly conduct. Bill proponents say the measure is needed because some gun owners have been charged merely for carrying the weapons, even though they didn't make threatening gestures or comments. Critics of the measure say it could give too much leeway to those charged for carrying the weapons in a dangerous manner. They say it could allow such gun owners to argue their actions were misunderstood. The measure goes to Governor Herbert for final approval. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.